Key number one is focus, focus, focus. You know, you can get into a malaise thinking that this is the Cincinnati Bengals and you've got their number, and that is true. But this is a Monday night game, and for them, they want to be the spoiler. For them, they still have a shot at getting the playoffs, and I guarantee Marvin Lewis is going to have his football team ready to play, so you can't go in there with any kind of lackadaisical attitude. You've got to be focused, you've got to be impassioned, you've got to be intense, and you've got to take it to the Bengals right from the get-go. Key number two is on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense, there are two guys you have to stop. Number one, it's A.J. Green, number 18. He is a big play guy. You have to bottle him up. At times, you're going to have to double team him, bracket him. But he is big, he is physical, he is fast, he's got great hands, and he might have the second best feet in the National Football League right behind A.B. The second guy you got to stop is number 28, the running back Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon is big, he's physical, and he's extremely physical. You have to gang tackle this guy because he breaks a lot of tackles. He's got speed, he's got a great spin move, but if you get on him early and you hit him hard and you hit him often, you stop him. Now you put Andy Dalton in second and long, third and long situations. He's not throwing the ball as well as he has in years gone by, and probably part of that problem is because the offensive line does not give him the time that he needs. And when you watch Andy Dalton, you can almost see him watching for the pass rush. He doesn't look like he has the same confidence in that offensive line. Key number three is on the offensive side of the ball. You've got to take care of that defensive line. They're very active. They're fast. They're physical. They want to get after the quarterback. And they're led by number 97, Geno Atkins, their defensive tackle. Geno Atkins is the guy that's always in the gap between the guard and the tackle, and he wants to get in that gap and jet upfield. He does a great job of getting in the backfield and disrupting things. You get a hat on Geno Atkins, you'll be able to run the ball on these guys. Carlos Dunlap does a great job from the outside, and Carl Lawson, their rookie pass rusher, he's got 7.5 sacks. He has become their best pass rusher. Now, a lot of guys say that the best player on defense is Vontaze Burfict, but I just watched a ton of tape, and Vontaze Burfict does not look like the same guy he used to be. Now, because of injuries, they've played him middle linebacker for a few games. They moved around from the Sam backer to the Will backer, but he just doesn't look the same. I don't know if all the fines and penalties have gotten in his head, but he's not the same guy that we watched last year. Now, it happens to be Monday night, and there's going to be a big stage, so he may rise to the occasion. But when I watch him, I don't see the same guy as I've seen in years gone by. I'm Tun Chilkin, and those are my three keys to the game.